EBC One is on the air. Nigel Green reading. At 1510 GMT, are hemorrhoids really a pain in the ass podcast? But first, live from America, Steve Tavares is angry podcast.
I am here to run a police department, not a frat house.
Unfortunately, she's been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
That's not a U.S. president. Okay. That's just the prime minister of Russia defending the president of Russia.
What do you want me to lock everybody up? What is that going to solve?
I am a very ethical person.
I have many Filipino friends. Our children grew up eating rice.
I'm as bad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Now, if you shoot a little flim, you got a problem.
Mr. Congressman, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Thank you. I would dignify you by peeing on your leg. I don't. It wouldn't be worth wasting the urine. But...
Broadcasting from the city of homes and beaches, Steve Tavares is angry.
A lot of people ask me, Steve, why are you so angry, man? You're so angry. Well, let me tell you. On this third episode of Steve Tavares' Angry Podcast, I'm gonna take you back to maybe the genesis in my career serving you, the readers, the listeners, back in 2012. Picture it, 2012, Dublin. It was a beautiful night. At the Union Hall, Pete Stark was going to meet Eric Swalwell at a candidates forum, the 40-year vet of Congress, Pete Stark. Eric Swalwell, heard a lot about him, this kid, and the math. The math was going to work out. And when I say math, I mean white folks in the Tri-Valley were in now in Pete Stark's district, and including Hayward in Fremont. That's what we mean by the math. So, therefore, only person in the race, Eric Swalwell, and the only really white guy who always got a trophy. So I get there. I hear a lot of stuff. I'm open-minded. I'm going, Eric Swalwell is like the worst speech I've ever seen. I mean, talk about nervous, and he was just like a robot. And I looked at somebody who would know, was in the audience, who was raving about this guy. And I turned around and I literally like, what is this? This was a hot mess. So afterwards, I meet Eric Swalwell for the first time. And, you know, he knows somebody I know, somebody that's helping him run is, you know, I'd say maybe somebody that's a pretty good source of mine. So in hindsight, I thought he was thinking, I got it made in the shade, you know. This guy, you know, my buddy's going to put in a good word and I'm going to get good press from this guy, whatever. So later on, as you know, I start studying the guy and I start figuring things out. I start hearing things. I'm shocked by the lack of experience, and I'm the only one. And turns out I'm the only one, literally, in that entire race. The only one. The Chronicle wrote a lot about it. The East Bay Times wrote a lot about it. I'm the only one who ever wrote anything that even a smidgen of questioning or negative story for him. So it's no wonder that the dude is a media whore. He loves it. He loves it. And, well, if he runs for president, what's going to happen to him when, you know, he gets some negative press? How he reacts is going to be something that everybody should watch, because he's never had this, right? I mean, I'm sure he finished last place at the, you know, the Dublin soccer under 11-year-old team, and they were 0-17, and they got a trophy as big as the powerhouse team, the team that was so rich that they brought in like Europeans and some North African players, recruited them. They were like unbelievable. They got the same size trophy as Eric's last place team, right? So we'll have to see that. But it's a digress. So I start
you know, learning about Eric Swalwell and his 2 years on the Dublin City Council, right? Dublin City Council. That's the guy on TV. And so I start finding, you know, I don't know. There's a reason why he has so much money for having no experience and being a relative nobody in that race, because he was drawing money from you know, Tri-Valley business people, Tea Party. Remember that. Tea Party, this is the guy. Talk about Russia. This is the guy who started his career in Congress. The seed money was from the Tea Party. Look it up, man. Anyway, so I get wind of that there's a connection with San Leandro, that's the beginning of the East Bay Citizen starts in San Leandro, right? So I know a businessman, loosely businessman, Gordon Galvin. So if I see that guy's name pop up, my ears perk up, and I follow that money every time, right? There's going to be a payoff at the end. Both of me seeing the payoff and a payoff in me getting this story out. So this Gordon Galvin works at the garbage company over there in the Tri-Valley, and they were getting a contract for in Dublin, right? And so, the dots are connecting. The people who are getting this contract, which turned out to be a no-bid contract, which over there is perfectly legal. Oh, nothing to look at here. In Oakland, that would not work. It'd be illegal. No bid. Eric's taking money from all the people at the garbage company. They literally are sitting in the front row when they vote. The votes are there. So he's trying to get out of there as quick as he can, grab all his stuff, and get out of that council chambers. And I'm asking him, when I want to ask some questions, right? And he's like, thank you for coming to Dublin. Thank you for coming to Dublin. Did you do shopping? I'm like, actually, yes. I bought a book. Yeah. Thank you for coming. And he rushes out. I follow him. I start trying to get in questions, right? This dude's running. This dude starts freaking running. Are you kidding me? He's running from me. He gets to his car and just speeds off. The mayor at the time, Tim Sobrante, is looking at me like, what? Like, he doesn't know what happened. I don't know what he's thinking. I'm thinking, like, is he thinking, like, oh, man, Eric got his ass kicked again. Now he's running away just like that time in high school. I don't know what he's thinking. So I'll tell you what, that's one of the biggest insults I've ever felt. I'm just trying to do my job, right? You know what I'm looking for at the minimum? Just say no comment, or just be respectful and say nothing, right? Don't run. So subsequently, you know, as the year's gone by, you know, this dude is always like, you know, peeps me if I see him, and his you know, West Wing wannabes that work for him are, you know, looking over here like wondering, you know, like I'm dangerous, because I am dangerous. I know everything about Eric. Everything. My worst fear is he run for president and he gets a little bit of traction and I find myself on Fox News. Worst fear ever. And, you know, Hannity here. We're with Steve Tavares. He's a progressive. He has a lot of bad things to say about Eric Swalwell. Oh, my God. I could be on there every day. I'd be the new Eric Swalwell. I'd go up there like... I'd go up there with, you know, looked like I just, you know, my hair wet. I'd have to grow my hair, but it'd be wet. Look like out of the shower, and I'll be appearing on Fox News and be like, what's up with that dude's teeth? Did Tavares have a stroke? No, he's doing an impression of Eric Swalwell. Anyway, why do you hate Eric Swalwell? I don't hate him. That was just the most insulting thing I cannot forget. I cannot forget. But I will give him credit where credit is due. And you'll see that in the coverage I've had. If, you know, he's had some good quotes lately on Trump. It's good to highlight those. I don't know what that means for his future or America, because Eric goes on TV and says mean things about Trump. I don't know. But I will say the one thing I do give him so much immense credit is that this guy took his destiny in his own hands, right? And I can't tell you, in the last couple months, when I just have like cursory conversations with people who think they may run for office or run for, like, they're on a council and run for higher office, run for mayor. Maybe they might run for mayor. Maybe they'll do something. Yes, right? Or set the stage for go to the assembly or something, right? I always tell them, and especially when it comes to mayor's races, why do you need to be on the city council when it's a weak mayor that's up for re-election or there's nobody, it's a weak field of candidates? Why do you need to be the city council? Why don't you just run for mayor? In San Leandro, Stephen Cassidy had no position. He ran for mayor and he won. And he worked hard. And he told a lot of lies and inflamed old people to think that the unions were going to take bankrupt their city. But whatever. What you got to do, what you got to do, right? And Eric Swalwell, nobody was going to run against Pete Stark. Ellen Corbett and Ro Khanna were all like chicken. And they played the old game, which has turned out, if you listen to that Alameda County Democratic leadership, you're probably going to go downhill. But it started then. So they demurred. And Eric Swalwell jumped in, and he won. That is my biggest pet peeve of all. I can't tell you how much I hate when somebody runs unopposed. I absolutely hate it. And it does no good for that person either. Because you can have a situation. Look at Barbara Lee. Barbara Lee wants to be the chair of the House Democratic Caucus. Well, how's she going to... First of all, how's she going to run for that, which is going to be highly contested? How's she going to run with that based on her prior campaigning? She never has anybody run against her. She literally doesn't, she probably doesn't even know how to do this. Look at Nancy O'Malley for Alameda County DA. She never had to face anybody till this year. It took her a while to get the hang of it, and she won. But it takes a while. You need practice. And she has practice every 2 years. Barbara Lee has practice every 2 years. So how's she going to be in the caucus when she doesn't even know how to, how's she going to lead the caucus? And she don't even raise money. You're going to have a leader, somebody in leadership that doesn't know how to raise money? Barbara Lee never, she doesn't know how to raise money, or she never had to because nobody runs against her again, see? So it does nobody good. It does nobody good. You got to sharpen that knife. You need two edges to sharpen that knife to get sharp. But I dislike it. And now, in the breakdown, let's talk about the filing period is on Friday and what needs to be filled here and what's going on here. Breakdown's all right. So it's Thursday and tomorrow, Friday, 5 p.m. is the deadline for candidates to file for the November 6th election. Unless that seat has an incumbent who is not running for re-election, then you got till Wednesday. But in this case, that's very few. So first of all, a quick thumbnail of what's going on in your ballot. Here's the races. Here's the races where you need to, in these certain places here in Alameda County, you need to get down there and you need to sign up. Here's the races where it might even be on the ballot. And whoever just happened to just showed up, turned in their filing fee and their paperwork. Hey, congratulations. You're now a board member on the district, whatever. Well, that's great. America, right? America. How about Alameda Healthcare District? Got three incumbents. One was appointed. Didn't even win it the first time. If nobody goes, they're going to win it. That's your three. Boom. And you know what you should know is a lot of these people in these down ballot races that have been there a while, They're only running because they think nobody's gonna run for the seat, and that's not gonna cost them any money. Why not, right? Make these people pay. Make them put some money. Hey, they got a retirement because in these days, all you got to be old, retired, rich, to be able to have time to do this work for no pay or little pay. Castro Valley School Board, Castro Valley Sanitary District. Boom, we need some candidates there. You're going to let these two people just walk right back in? And you know what's the thing about these races here? You say, well, Steve, I don't know shit about anything government. You don't need to know anything. The only thing that requires knowledge of poop is races like the Castro Valley Sanitary District Board and the Oraloma Sanitary District. That's the only one. You know, that's the only one that requires a level of knowledge when it comes to poop. So don't give me that excuse. Livermore City Council. How about some candidates? Pleasanton School Board. How about some candidates? San Lorenzo School Board. How about some candidates? San Leandro School Board. Everybody, this is a problem there where people just are walking in. They could have all three. And one of them could be an 18-year-old kid. This kid not even going to have to win the election. He just signed up. Nobody else is, nobody wants to run for the seat. Open seat. Alameda Water District. That's the Tri-Cities area. There's nobody there. Nobody cares about nobody wants to keep those rates down. You like that they raise their rates? You like your high water rates? AC Transit. Elsa Ortiz is the incumbent for a long time. It's Alameda area, San Leandro area. She's good, but, you know, she's not the greatest politician of all time that she just needs to walk back in. Somebody needs to, you know, at least put a little challenge in her. There's two Chabot Las Positas seats that could be incumbents walking right back in. I'll tell you, if I was better funded, I'd be on this board all the time. There's some shady-ass crooked stuff at the Chabot Las Positas Community College board. I'm telling you right there. That's a little East Bay Mud, three of the four seats, probably fourth, because one of the fourth guy, this guy, I don't know, he is a man named Nicholas Harvey. He signed up for eight. This guy's like that bit on Living Color when they were like that Jamaican family, the Haymans, and they like all had jobs, and the daughter brings a boyfriend. He's like, hey, how many jobs you got? I got four jobs. Four jobs, you're lazy. I had eight jobs when I was 10 years old. You know, he wants eight seats, this guy, right? Two on the Peralta Community College. These are the ones that blocked your A's from going to Laney College. That's two people there. They're just going to walk right back in. Thank you, sir. I will take my keys to my seat for nothing. A free seat. East Bay Regional Park District. There's two there. There's one guy who was appointed. He's just going to walk right back in. Anyway, you should go and you should just do it, right? You know, and then you get to be an East Bay citizen. But in the meantime, you should always be keeping an eye on ebcitizen.com. And now the Steve Tavares' Angry Podcast. You can go on your podcast app, go to iTunes and subscribe, or Stitcher. Or you can just go to ebcitizen.com and listen to it there. You can listen to it and, you know, do other stuff. Because I know my analytics say you guys are not working. Because it's like 4 o'clock. I got nothing to do. I'm going to go on East Bay Citizen and read stories. I won't tell your boss. All right. But in the meantime, it's filing day. Get out there. We have a podcast on Friday. Possibly a guest. And in the meantime, I'm angry, and you should be too.